You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad I'm here to wake myself up. Feel a bit better than yesterday. I must have been. I thought I was coming down with some kind of resfriado or something yesterday. Still a little bit congested, but feeling great. Great to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, of course. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Time is 1 minute past the hour of 7 o'clock, and we're going to be entertaining you right through until 10 o'clock this morning. And starting off with a birthday, as we do. I tell you what, I'm going to start off with Mr. Henry Wells. He was born on this day. The year was 1805. He was an American businessman, important in the history of both the American Express Company and Wells Fargo, companies that he founded. Yep, both of them. Oh, now he won't have to leave home without them, will he?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Somebody said, does she love better than I can? And there's a big black sky over my town. I know where you're, and yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, oh, oh. And I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. I just wanna dance. I'm all messed up and so out loud. Stilettos and broken bottles. I'm spinning around in circles. And I'm in the corner watching you kiss her. Oh. And I'm right over here. But why can't you see me? Oh.
Thank you.
lights come on, the music dies, but you don't see me standing here.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Well, we started off this morning with Callum Scott and Dancing on My Own. Probably the wife's not up yet. And that one, da-do-do-do-da-da-da-da. That comes, of course, from the Police, released as a single back in 1980, November of 1980, and released as the British second single from the album Zenyatta Mondatta. And it was written by Sting as a comment on how people love simple sounding songs, and the song was re-recorded in 1986 as de-do-do-do-da-da-da-da, and 86, but not released until 1995. According to Sting, the song is about the attraction that people have to simple things, and Sting later criticized those who labeled the lyrics of the song as baby talk. doesn't matter. Made them a lot of money. They don't care, do they? And why not? We're 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you. And very good morning to Mary Lou. Drops a little note. Bright and breezy this morning, Mary Lou. Nice to see. Nice to have you here, as always.
Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from another, you've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know of a neighborhood, they talk to cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking of your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say when. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, you're running. And you need never look back again. You take it on the run.
So just about coming to the end, REO Speedwagon, and Take It on the Run. Because you're all standing there in your gym jams or your undies or nothing, waiting to get in the shower, saying, what is he doing? I'm a minute late, exactly a minute late today. But don't forget, yesterday I was a minute early, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. Anyway, without further ado, let's get you in the shower so you can get off to where it is you're going on this. It is Tuesday, it is the 12th of December. Did I tell you that before we started? Can't remember. Can't remember much these days. In the shower this morning, when this first came out, I loved it straight away. A lot of you said, ah, no, that'll never be a hit. Got to number one in the UK.
A human sun. When things looking better, baby. Just passing through.
I tell you what, I do like that one. I better get you out of the shower, though, hadn't I, really? Forgot to turn the water off. Yeah, that's it. Cold Heart, for now, remix from Elton. Do like that. Right, out you get, on your way to wherever it is you're going. It's exactly 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, according to the studio clock here, anyway. And we're going to take a little rummage. What have we got for you today? It's Tuesday. No guests today, so we're just going to sit back and relax and give you some great music going right through till 10 this morning. We will be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and we'll be doing that in the second hour. In the last hour, we'll be having a chat with Yasmin, seeing how her day is. And she's very, very smart today. Well, she's always smart, but you can tell when she's going off somewhere. So we'll be checking in with Yasmin. And this is it, really. And we'll take a rummage around the internet, see if we can find any interesting stories for you as well today. And by the way, Dua Lipa has a new single out. It's called Houdini.
Catch me or I go, Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right to
There we go, the new single from Dua Lipa, and it's called Houdini. Oh, no escape from that one. Coldplay! It's Higher Power from Coldplay. 24 minutes right now after 7 o'clock.
Sometimes I just can't take it. Sometimes I just can't take it, and it isn't alright. I'm not gonna make it. And I take my shoes untied. I'm like a broken record. I'm like a broken record, and I'm not playing right. Just let it go, I'd rather kill me. Till you tell me I'm a heavenly phone. So hold tight. Come on. I got my hands up shaking just to let you know that you got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you got a higher power, and she really someone I wanna know. Electric, this boy is electric, and you're sparkling like the universe connected. When I'm buzzing, night after night, this joy is electric. This joy is electric, and you're circuiting through. I'm so happy that I'm alive. Happy I'm alive at the same time as you, 'cause you've got a higher power. Got me singing every second, dancing every hour. Oh yeah, you've got a higher power, and you really someone I wanna know. Just to let you know that.
Bring your sweet loving.
Oh, there we go, Mr. Eddie Floyd, and Bring It On Home to Me. And that has brought us just a few seconds away from the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
La línea 1 del metro pronto llegará a Villa Zahita, beneficiando a más de 300.000 residentes del área norte de la ciudad. Contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10.000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Good morning, Christopher. Christopher Bowman, following on from our track from Eddie Floyd. Good choice this morning, Christopher. He said, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear Hard to Handle by Otis Redding.
But you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but first old loving. Pretty little thing, let me like to count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. Lighter than word, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I want to prove every word I say. I advertise love for free, so won't you place your ad with me. Boys will come a dime out of loving, but that ain't nothing but kissing love. Pretty little thing, let me light your count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want. Just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will come a dime by for loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me like to count, cause mama, I'm sure hard to hell and I yes around.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Come on.
following on this Soul Man from Sam and Dave. One thing you shouldn't do, Christopher, is get me into the soul groove. Because I played them then and I'm playing them again. That's 1967 from Sam and Dave, Soul Man. And yeah, I was playing them then. That's the music I was sort of playing on the radio when I first started. Things like that and Arthur Connolly's sweet soul music. Yes, sweet soul music. Soul music is so sweet. Arthur Connolly there, that was first released by him in 1967. It was written by him together with Otis Redding and is based on Sam Cooke's song, which was called Yay Man from his posthumous album Shake. And the opening riff, by the way, yes, you all recognized it, didn't you? It's a quote from Elmer Bernstein's score for the 1960 movie The Magnificent Seven. Did very nicely in the US. Sweet soul music reached number 2 spot on the Billboard Hot 100 behind The Happening by The Supremes. Number 2 on the Billboard R&B chart. And overseas, it peaked at number 7 in the UK. And sweet soul music sold over 1 million copies and was awarded a gold disc. Ah, they don't make them like that. I'll tell you what, because it's all really due to a friend of mine, a guy called Barry Thurman, who was a co-DJ on Forces Radio Charger back in those days, and he used to do a weekly program on soul music, and he really got me into soul music. And we had Tamla as well. It just didn't get any better, did it? Anyway, apart from soul music, what else do I like? Especially this time of year.
Thank you.
Here's my Christmas cracker for you. It's Christmas in Panama.
It is the time of year again. Even if we're living worlds apart, the ones you love were never far from you. They're always in your heart. My smile is your smile and my hand I'm holding up to you. So let's share our story.
One of my favourite Christmas records, I must admit, of all time, and why it is not internationally played, I do not know. I mean, after the year we just had, what with all the goings on in the National Assembly and the mining, and we got a drought, we need something cheerful and jolly out there in the international community, not just for us, but for everybody, I think. Frantic Ballerinas. Christmas in Panama, don't you just love it? Well, just get your cup. That's it, yes, come on, put in some coffee. Yes, and a little bit of milk as well. There you go. Instant funk. Tell you what, when we go over to the top of the hour, that's so instant funk. And I got my mind made up. It's got a bit of a story to it, because the original production of the song was done on 8 tracks and was a simple 3-minute R&B song. Transferred to 24-track blank tape, well, blank tapes in New York City, and work began on it by the producer Bunny Siegler and engineer Bob Blank. Now, among other things, Bunny brought in a woman to say,
"Say what?"
Which is one of my favourite parts of the song. Throughout the record, standing behind her, his directions at scream were amplified and used as part of the production as well. Remixing was done, by the way, manually. Yes, no computers in those days. And was attempted by Walter Gibbons, Ken Carey, the owner of South Fogel Records, and finally by Larry Levin. And took, they reckon Bob Blank said the engineer, production took 60 hours of mixing time to create the versions that exist today. A great song, and a little bit of history there. Right, that's it. That has brought us to this time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Paso a paso se construyen los cimientos de la Línea 3, una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
There we go. I tell you what, the first one was Backman Turner, Overdrive, and that was followed on there, the Mean Red Spiders. And that one, by the way, from Backman Turner, Overdrive, was Taking Care of Business, which is what we're doing. The second one, Mean Red Spiders, not to be confused, believe it or not, with the Mean Red Spiders from Canada, because they say here, when you look up the Canadian group, says the band is not to be confused with the earlier British group from Ipswich in Suffolk of the same name. And they were going from 1985 to 1993. They issued two albums, Nude Guitarist in Wet Lettuce Frenzy, and Dark Hours was the other one. The band was made up of members of what was the Chesterfield Kings, or the UK outfit, performing under the same name. They are Mean Red Spiders. Time on the Breakfast Show. It is, let me see, almost exactly 22 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I think it's probably around about the time we should go and see if we can find out what's happening with our everyday country folk, don't you?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Tuesday. Wow, what a great Monday we had. Drove up to Las Nubes, have some friends who are visiting from Canada. Oh, Canada. Yes, they are visiting from Canada, and they're traveling around. And one of the places they've decided to come to is El Valle. So we took them up to Las Nubes, to the top of the mountain of Makano. Oh, and drove them around, just showed them some pretty cool stuff, which I think is very nice. And then they took us back to their Airbnb, which is delightful. I had no idea we had such a cute little one so close. So I was very pleased to enjoy that as well. So we have just discovered that our parade is at nighttime. It means we got to hook up some lights. Oh boy, I didn't know about that. So I got to talk to some peeps that are helping and say, okay, what can we do? Let's get this moving. We got to get lights on these vehicles because we don't want to be driving around in the dark. No, we don't. And that being on Sunday, 6 to 10. Yeah, they said anybody who wants to park and come and see the parade, great. But just be aware that you may be stuck and your car may be locked in and not able to move because of the tranque from the parade. Oh, when the parade passes by. All kinds of good songs this morning. Well, I guess I got too much sleep last night. I'm going to have to go burn it off. And liking what the scales are saying, I'm trying a new form of living called good eating and good exercise. And I'm down about, 6-8 pounds already since last week. So it's coming off good. I'm happy. It's healthy. I feel good. Why? Obviously, I'm feeling too good in the morning. Yeah, better stop that. Okay. So, again, another beautiful day with no rain. Boy, it's getting kind of scary. We don't have rain. We don't have canal. So, hope all goes well soon. We get some drip drops. No more Baja Reque. Let's give us a good old downpour. All right. Until tomorrow, back to you in the studio.
Sometimes when I'm thinking that love's not around, my heart begins sinking. I don't hear a sound, and the world is in blackness. No light shines on me. I suffer no blindness, no one can I see. Then a flash from the heavens, like a loud jagged wire, and the silence is broken. And the night is on fire. It's like chain lightning. This love that I feel, who knows where it strikes or when it will hit. How long it will last, or when it will quit. In the forest I'm burning, struck down by the blast. The fever is churning, and the heat rises fast, and those standing nearest can show their concern, but I swear if they touch me, that they too will burn. They fear for their lives, for death will soon dwell in the warmth of your love, is the fire of hell. It's like chain lightning, this love.
And the wind whips the flame, for love will soon shatter what it cannot tame, and the cycle continues from life into dust. The fire of lust, and I hear the explosion.
Tell you what, that's one of my favourite tracks from Don McLean. It's called Chain Lightning. Oh, there you go, Chain Lightning. Yeah, that's what you need.
Smoldering ashes.
If we get that rain, put a pole at the back and you get the lightning hit it. That'll do it. So one of my favourite tracks, Don. It's an 8-minute long track, and I'm sort of rather reluctant to stop it. But it's the title track of the album that he brought out in 1978 called Chain Lightning. And it was recorded in Nashville, and that was between June and August, if I remember rightly, of 1978. Featured many of the city's noted session players as well, and the backing vocals there was from the Jordan Airs. And it was first released, for some strange reason, in 1978 in the United Kingdom and other markets, but not released for another 2 years in the US, following its delayed success on the European, or in the European markets. The lead single is called Crying. The lead single's Crying, but they never released this as a single. Chain Lightning. Probably too long.
Only one.
Eventually do rather nice. Crying became a major hit for Don McLean, reaching number one in the UK singles chart. That was in June of 1980. And subsequently repackaged and released eventually in the US, where it also became a success, with Crying reaching the top five in early 1981. And the other single was Since I Don't Have You on the, the album, Chain Lightning, and that is the title song of it. By the way, I mentioned there Crying, which was the one that, he had the big success with as a single, was originally a Roy Orbison song, and it was covered by Don McLean. Both versions are absolutely, brilliant. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3. Let's see, time-wise, we're exactly, 27 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock.
Life was running past me, days and hours flew, like it had no color, just different shades of blue. I heard about this love thing, but I still need to prove, 'cause I believed in nothing, but I believed in you when I say, oh. You left your fingerprints all over my soul, and I caught you out red-handed, knee deep in my heart, when I was upside
cause you went undercover without an alibi. You've done the perfect crime, girl. Now I wanna do the time, cause I got no defense, but hell, I'm gonna walk the line. And I say, whoa, 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 whoa. You left your fingerprints all over. Fingerprints all over my soul.
Knee deep in my heart. Break for show time, 24 minutes before the ad. I'll tell you what, I've got another birthday for you for this morning. Joseph Bruce Ismay, he was born on this day, the year was 1862. He was an English businessman who served as chairman and managing director of the White Star Line of steamships. He came to international attention as the highest ranking White Star official among the 706 people, now this is versus 1,517 fatalities from crew and passengers, totaling 2,223. Now he survived. He survived the maiden voyage of his company's Marquis Ocean Liner. Yes, we know what that is, don't we? The RMS Titanic. No going down with the ship if you're one of the major shareholders of the company, I suppose.
Don't you lock the door?
Go, two crackers in a row there. First one came from Wizard and Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. There's an awful lot of presents to buy, really, isn't it? And of course, this one's Elton John and Step Into Christmas. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just about 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it again for you at 9 this morning. When we opened up, by the way, today, I was mentioning a birthday, Henry Wells. He was born on this day, the year was 1805, and he founded the Wells Fargo Company and the American Express Company as well. And, of course, you know their logo, don't leave home without it. But recently, I was sort of asked if Biomics, if I wanted to change my my card for their sort of new updated one. There was a little bit of an incentive there that I thought, well, that's a good idea. And so we did that, and the card came back. It's, well, say, I guess you still call it a card, but it's made of metal. And what's nice about it, it feels like money, it's heavy. You probably kill somebody with it, actually. But it's got all their sort of latest technology in there, and it's the only one that I've used so far that works consistently. You know, when you go to tap it on the thing for it to do it sort of just by touch. My mom from Banco General decides it wants to work when it wants to. And it works for the little ones, but not for the big amounts. But, no, the new Amex card is really quite something. Of course, the thing is as well, it's not going to damage all my other cards because I keep them in a sort of wallet. I slide them in. All the plastic separates, doesn't it? Let's all go to metal cards, shall we? What a great idea. Anyway, we're going to slow things down a little bit here on this morning's breakfast show. David Gates. Now, of course, you probably recognise David Gates today because he was with Bread. But here he is on his own. It's called Sail Around the World.
I would sail around the world, look for gold and dive for pearls, but I know I will never get to go. I would like to win a prize, be in everybody's eyes, but it's true, I will probably not get to. My life has always been simple, no one ever knows when I come and go, and my dreams are ending at sunrise, and dreaming just don't make it so, so I've lived with no regret. Didn't change a thing, and yet now and then I wish that I could start again.
Song, isn't it, there? Sail Around the World. So to all you yachties out there, you're moored out there, good morning to you, and what a lovely life you lead. I think I should join in on that. Mind you, I don't do too badly. Just sit here and play music all morning. Like this one. You know this one. It's actually George Harrison. My Sweet Lord.
Lord, The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbionda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
That one comes from 1986, that one. Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone, a song by the Canadian rock band called Glass Tiger, released in 1986. Lead single from their debut album, which was called The Thin Red Line. Did nicely for them, reached number one in Canada and number two in the United States. And the song features, by the way, backing vocals by fellow Canadian rock singer Bryan Adams on there. Gosh, good value for money on that one, isn't it? Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming up to the top of the hour. 9 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
don't see much of music like that around, do you, these days? Two great orchestras from... Those would have been played by me, I guess, in the early 1970s. We started off with Bert Kampert and his orchestra and Wonderland by Night. Followed on, Paul Mauriat and Love is Blue. Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes. That's after the hour of about 9 o'clock. We're going to be checking with Yasmin in a minute, see what's going on. But we're going to take another piece of music. It comes from Fairground Attraction, and it is... all perfect.
Half-hearted love affairs. I need someone who really cares. Life is too short to play silly games. I promised myself I won't do that again. It's got to be. Mistakes. They're much too eager to give their love away. Well, I have been foolish too many times. Now I'm determined I'm gonna get it right.
That's it, Fairground Attraction and Perfect. Talking of perfection, coffee was nice this morning, wasn't it? Yes.
As always, that's every day.
Talking of perfection, good morning, yes.
Good morning, happy Tuesday.
It is happy Tuesday. Seems to be, I don't know, seems to be in a good mood today.
Wow, that's good.
Well, it is, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Nice, yes. I will go to the doctor today, because it's a week since they did my... little surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So today's going to have a look and see. Because it's, I haven't seen, because it's all covered in bandage and waterproof. So I was able to have a shower, which was rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you, anyway.
And for Christina.
And for Christina.
And for Lala.
And Lala, yes. Lala doesn't care. As long as she gives, as long as I give her bread, she's fine. She's anybody's. So, anyway, how was yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday, just went to the gym.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how did that work out? Work out? Gym? Never mind.
Oh, good. Very good. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're dressed up today?
Oh, yes. Today we have a nice lunch. And you were invited, but you cannot go.
No, I
because
can't.
You have your doctor appointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's at the Panama Convention Center.
Ah, yeah.
They want to offer a nice lunch for journalists.
That's nice, isn't it? That's so nice.
Yeah.
Ask them if they do Paraíba.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, bring me some lunch back. Well, please give my apologies, but I do have to go to get my checkup.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'll be nice. You enjoy that.
Oh, yes.
Say hello for everybody that doesn't know me.
I will.
Oh, yeah. Well, something to look forward to tomorrow. Find out that how that all worked out.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. What else? Anything else today? Is that it?
No, just the gym later.
Oh, yes. And work off all that food you're going to get for lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah. And you know, I sort of realized, really sort of struck me yesterday, because yesterday I was feeling a bit rough.
Mm-hmm.
People were listening and said, yeah, you sounded too, but that's normal. but no, I don't know, I just sort of felt dry, and I thought I was getting a cold,
mm-hmm.
and I had a bit of a headache. And I suddenly thought to myself, I haven't drunk any water.
Ah.
So I took some, cook a good couple of cups of water, a bit more than that, and it cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that's one of the things. I don't drink a lot of water, and my wife keeps saying, you've got to drink water.
Exactly. You don't
and I think that is something I've really got to concentrate on, and that's mm-hmm. drinking more water.
Yeah, exactly.
Could explain a reason mm-hmm. why I am like I am. You know?
Yeah, and healthy people said it's better to drink water when you just wake up in the morning
mm-hmm.
and drink
mm-hmm.
a glass of water.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did that this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I'm jolly.
Mm-hmm.
Happy and fit.
Yeah.
And, so that's my little story for today. Who we got born on this day in the world of music?
Okay, let us start. We have two great artists.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah.
He was born in 1915. American singer, mm-hmm. actor, and producer, who was one of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century. He was the first singer to encounter pop hysteria, and his single My Way holds the UK longevity record of 136 weeks on the charts.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief.
Oh, yes.
That's good going, isn't it? Of course, it's still played and played and played, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I go, that's going to be my song.
Mm.
I wish I could have done it my way. But I'll tell you what, we've got two good artists today, and we thought, well, seeing as we're coming up to Christmas, if we've got artists that have made songs for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
we play those. We may play a couple more of mm-hmm. their songs afterwards. But anyway, Frank Sinatra, and this is I Wouldn't Trade Christmas.
I wouldn't trade Christmas, no, no, never would I. Wouldn't trade Christmas, I love you the best. I wouldn't trade Christmas.
It's time for the holly, the fun and the folly, and all of that jolly jazz.
The people are glowing, the Santa's ho-hoing, each window is showing it has
all the latest in toy things, the daddy and boy things, and all of that razzmatazz.
But I wouldn't trade Christmas, wouldn't trade Christmas for New Year's Eve, Thanksgiving, Halloween,
and the rest. Christmas,
we love you the best.
Wouldn't trade Christmas, oh, no, no, never would I. Wouldn't trade Christmas, I love you the best.
The traffic gets pokey, the turkey gets smoky, and all of that hokey stuff.
The people are shopping for things they'll be swapping, like filigree boxes of snuff.
So you pour the hot toddy to toast everybody, but can't pour the toddy enough.
great Christmas, wouldn't trade Christmas for Father's Day or Mother's Valentine and the rest of Christmas. We love you the best.
Jingle bell, jingle, you feel the old tingle, you buy the Kris Kringle scene.
The idea is clever, but Subways will never quite handle that huge evergreen.
And the old office party where Sandy and Marty keep drinking until they turn green.
But I wouldn't say Christmas, wouldn't say Christmas for Labor Day or Easter, Washington and the rest. Christmas, we love you the best.
There we go. Yes, Frank Sinatra, who wouldn't trade Christmas?
Wow, lovely.
Lovely song, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, I never heard that song before.
I mean, no, yes. Mm-hmm. It's, we'll have to have that one on Christmas. Christmas, hey, we're not on air Christmas Eve, are we?
Ah, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
So we won't be able to do a Christmas Eve program, will we?
No, but we can do it before, right?
We can do a Christmas Friday program.
Exactly, on Friday. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it won't be the same as doing all Christmas music, so we'll probably mix it up a bit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, because you see, that's the beauty of doing Christmas Eve, because it's part of the actual Christmas holiday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We play nothing but Christmas Eve. Well, we'll find out what our listeners say. If they want all Christmas music, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll have a little bit of a mix-up.
Okay. Yeah, right. Sounds good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Do you know the number of our listener?
No.
It's difficult to track them down, you know. Who else have we got born on this day?
Uh-huh, the next one is Dionne Warwick.
Ah, yes, indeed.
She was born in 1940.
Uh-huh.
U.S. singer, 1964 UK number 9 single, Walk On By. 1974 U.S. number 1 and UK number 29 single, Then Came You. Plus over 25 U.S. top 40 hits.
Mm. And what else did she bring to the world? She brought joy to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's the song.
Let her
Everybody sing joy!
Joy!
Everybody sing joy!
Warwick, Joy to the World.
Very nice.
You know, there's not many things that I agree with when it comes to Americans and the English language.
Mm-hmm. What is
it? But that's one of it, because in England, mm-hmm. we call her Dionne Warwick.
Ah, yes.
And there is, I mean, we do have a place, in actual fact, there's a very famous castle, Warwick Castle, and we spell it the same, mm-hmm. W-A-R-W-S, yeah, but the... I guess the second W, Warwick, we say, yeah, is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the Americans are really quite correct, because it should, you know, you would pronounce it Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing as well is that, you know, when Americans were in England, you know, you'd be in London and they want to go to the country and says, excuse me, sir, can you tell me the way to Leicester Square? Sorry? the Leicester Square. What? And they mean Leicester.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, if you spell Leicester, it's L-I-E-C-E-S-T-E-R.
Uh-huh.
So it's Leicester Square.
Mm.
But we don't say it. We say Leicester Square, which would normally one would spell it as L-E-S-T-E-R, wouldn't we? Why do the English spell things so difficultly? I don't know. I mean, it must come from Roman or something. And but, yeah, we call it Leicester Square, which is L-E-S-T-E-R, isn't it?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
English is very strange. I'm glad I don't have to learn English. Wouldn't be any good at it. I do remember a friend of mine, because the one thing the English do like to do, of course, is play with words, mm-hmm. you know, with puns and things like this, and which is not something a lot of the Americans do. I remember sitting, having a few drinks with an American friend of mine one Saturday, and he says, you know, one thing, boy, he says, the thing that unites us is we talk the same language.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, but the difference is we understand it. Went down well. He didn't buy me a drink. So, yeah, anyway, there we go. I digress, as normal. So what time is your lunch?
At 12.
At 12?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's breakfast time.
No.
Oh, no, it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be off bright and early then. Mm-hmm. And how's, because where was, I mean, it's a very big room, isn't it? The convention centre.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How many people are inviting?
No, well, they have different rooms.
Oh, you can have a little room.
Yeah, I guess we're going to use a little one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
you've got to get over then to Amador.
Mm-hmm.
How's the traffic, by the way, over the last couple of days? I haven't been out, obviously.
No, me neither. I haven't.
No, because I'm wondering if we still have the Christmas squeeze
mm-hmm.
on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, have a wonderful lunch, guys.
Thank you.
And thank them for the invite and apologise I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I will.
But they can take me out any time if they want.
Yes, sure.
All right, have a great time.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm going to play another couple of tracks, another one by Frank Sinatra.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm going to play another one from Dionne Warwick.
Awesome.
Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start off with Frank Sinatra. Something Stupid. This is Together with Nancy.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. Though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you.
There we go. Lovely, isn't it? The voice of Dionne Warwick. And that was Two Ships Passing in the Night. And we're 14 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock, which means I've got about another, 9 minutes to go before I wrap it up for the day. And tell you what, see, have I got anything else to tell you that's relevant? No, not really. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Yeah, it's coming around fairly quickly, isn't it? Tomorrow's Wednesday, all being well, we'll have Andreas with us tomorrow. We'll be taking a look at the movies and see what's happening. I know there's one we were talking about the other day with Yasmin, and that was Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. That'd be a good one. Michael Jackson, music-wise, here on The Breakfast Show. Keeping an eye on the time, 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Exactly.
And I learned
lovely song from Michael Jackson. She's out of my life. Another lovely song from Ambrosia. And this is How Much I Feel.
I don't know how this whole business started. Of you thinking that I had been
lovely, gentle way of going out of this morning's program. How Much I Feel from Ambrosia. And, well, that's it. That's it for today. It's all gone rather quickly. It's all been rather enjoyable. today, just sitting here and taking a rummage through the music collection. Thanks go out this morning to Ingrid in Elvi for our everyday story of country. But got a chuckle, isn't it? She just found out that the Christmas parade in Elvi, which they have been invited to participate in, well, it's going to be at night. So now they're rummaging around trying to find some lights. Candles are very good, as long as it's not windy. So good luck with that one, Ingrid. And also a big thanks, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. We've been taking a look at a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. And Yas is off to, it sounds like a very enjoyable event. They're at the convention centre honouring the Periodistas, the news people. They're very kindly invited me. Unfortunately, I can't. I have to go and get my checkup from my little procedure last week. So, yes, we'll be out for this, of course, tomorrow morning. We'll find out all about it. And also big thanks go to Neil, our co-producer over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And he'll be with us. He's going to get over here in January, which is going to be good. And also a big thanks go out to the boys and girls of Grupo Grada, especially to Isaac, who's always there bright and early. He's always got a smile on his face. He never complains about me. I'm sure he'd like to. You're joking, Isaac. So big thanks to them. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join us, it's easy. Just send us a WhatsApp on 677-18822. 677-18822. And you can also use that number when we're on air. You can chat with me as well as we go through the morning. So remember, all right, today, enjoy yourselves. Whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully, because tomorrow at 7 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, of course. Not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.